Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text our neighbor Tebow on Twitter and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. That's listening on the radio. Glory to God. All those that's called in. Amen. Glory to God. And if you don't have an earthly father, God said he'll be your father. He'll be a father for the fatherless, a mother for the motherless. So don't say you don't have a father. All you got to do is reach your hand up and say, Happy Father's Day to your heavenly father. Good God Almighty. My God, my God. So then you don't have to feel some kind of way. Glory to God, because he's smiling and looking down on his children. So glory to God. Say Happy Father's Day to my father in heaven. My God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready for an awesome time in the Lord. You know, I keep hearing this song, you know, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, not just some chain, to break every chain, destroy yokes, and lift those who are heavy burdened. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you just don't take it to the Lord in prayer. You'll take it everywhere else, all across the board, let them spread it out even everywhere, and tell everybody everything, but you missed taking it to your Father in prayer. When you take it and lay it down at his feet, humble yourself. Lay it at his feet and let him have it, glory to God. Then let him work with it, glory to God. He's going to show you how to do it. He's going to show you how to accomplish it. If you don't know how, glory to God. But you know what? So many times now, you know, we're so slack in serving God. But we'll serve everything else. You go out there, you'll serve J.C. Penney's. You'll go out there, glory to God. You'll serve every store you can find. You'll serve every pair of shoes you can find, glory to God. And you know what? Some of them even serving men, amen. And you know that ain't godly. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But can you just take what you, amen, what's going on in your life and serve the Lord with it? Just take it and give it to him. Hallelujah. And let him deal with it. Glory to God. Don't keep going back picking it up. Because once you keep going back and picking that thing up, you know what's going to happen? It's going to create, amen, glory to God, sickness in your bones. My God, my God. You know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Good God Almighty. Sometimes you're level down to the ground. But that's when God will come in, amen, like a mighty flood. And he'll strengthen you to walk with him. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to hold on to his unchanging hand and let him carry you through. Hallelujah. You know, back in the day, hallelujah, some of y'all may not know, but amen, some do. Hallelujah. You know, back in the day, he said, hold on to my unchanging hand. Glory to God. That means, amen, the man of hand, man's hand will change. They'll help you this minute, glory to God. Then the next minute, they won't do nothing for you. But God said he's always there, and he's always right on time. So he don't change, glory to God. He ain't going to change, so you know what, I'm going to help her today, but I ain't going to help her next week. That ain't the type of God we serve. He's going to continue to help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what he means by hold on to his unchanging hand, because his hand ain't going to change. Hallelujah. You know, man's hand will change. Sometimes they over here on the right, they all for you, they praying for you, but just let you get something that they won't. Oh, my God, my God. See if they won't come against you. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord, well, Lord, why did you give her that? I don't think she deserved that. Why did you give him that? Why did you give her that husband? Why did you give him that wife? You see, they'll come against you over there. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. But God ain't like that. He don't ever change. Hallelujah. He's a God, hallelujah, that's always there, and he's always right on time. He don't change. But, you know, people change. Glory to God. You know how they be talking about how people get a whole bunch of money and sometimes they change. They do, hallelujah. They get to running from you when they see you coming, thinking you're going to ask them for something. But here's what you got to do. Glory to God. Just let them know. The same God, hallelujah, they gave you what you got. That's the same God can give me, amen, even more, hallelujah, than what you receive, hallelujah. The same God, hallelujah, amen, that you pray to and ask God to give you, amen, the stuff, amen. That's the same God that can give me, amen, the same stuff, and he can multiply it even the more. Glory to God, hallelujah. He don't have no respect of person. Oh, my God, my God. Glory to God. Let's go ahead. We're going to get ready to get into our message. We'll do the announcements at the end. Amen. But I will announce this. Glory to God. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Wall Worldwide Ministries. And we thank God for Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So all you out there in wondering in Wonderland, yes, we have a pastor. My God. Yes. Hallelujah. And yes, I'll say it again. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. All it is, we're a church without walls. We ain't inside the walls. If you're always inside the walls, doing everything inside the walls, then you're not meeting the people outside the walls. Sure, sometimes they have a little get-together, glory to God, but you know what? The laborers, amen, glory to God, the harvest is plenty. It's plenty, but the laborers are few because everybody's sitting inside the walls waiting on it to come to them. But we are walls, amen, glory to God. We're ministering without walls, reaching the gospel through the nation. So that's what we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I say that, amen, and I'm proud of it. Glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to partner. Partner with us. And I'll give the rest of the announcements at the end of the show. Go ahead and I'll turn with me to chapter Ruth of 3. Amen. We're going to chapter 3 of Ruth. You know, we've been going through this, and, you know, I'm hearing, you know, there's someone who wasn't getting it. And I did this before. I know I went through all this before. But there's also something all the time that God wants to reach out and pull something different out of the chapters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you remember, amen, when Noah was building the ark, he told, it's going to rain. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get your house in order now. Get ready. Come on. It's going to rain. He was telling them. But what did they laugh at him? Glory to God. He kept telling them, it's going to rain. Hallelujah. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. And he wasn't talking about no good rain. Hallelujah. He telling them, get your house in order so you can be, amen, be ready when it comes. Glory to God. So God wants to sometimes just re-preach, amen, a thing. Glory to God. So you can really, really, really get it. So sometimes you don't get it, and that's what we are, hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead, amen, to chapter 3 here. Glory to God, and we're going to preach it, hallelujah. We're going to say what God wants us to say, hallelujah, glory to God. And then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz our kindred. With those maidens thou wast. Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the thrashing floor. So here's what she was saying. She said, okay, he's going to be over there at the thrashing floor. This is what I want you to do. See, Naomi was giving her some specific information. She was giving her some specific steps to go through. Amen. To tell her what she needed to do, how she needed to do it, and when she needed to do it. Now, when you're given specific amen on how to do a thing, do you really do it? Glory to God. You know, sometimes people just don't do it. They just don't. Glory to God, they just don't. Whenever you're given specific information on reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, doing what God called you to do, amen, at that point, being up on the leaders who don't mind, amen, helping you and telling you what to do and how to do it, when to do it. Do you really do it? Glory to God. But don't you know if you don't do it and follow specific instructions, amen, because those people are placed in their place, amen, to help you to get to that next level. If you don't do specifically what they tell you to do, then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss what God is trying to do. Amen. You're going to miss it, glory to God. Ain't that something, hallelujah? Well, she was telling her what she needed to do. Here's what she needed to do, glory to God. She said, go ahead, hallelujah, and go over there, amen, and lay down at his feet. That's what she said, lay down at his feet. She didn't say, get in bed with it. She didn't say, do none of that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. I know y'all said, well, you know, I've heard this story before. Yes, amen, but we're going to do it just like God said, do it. If he said, preach it 10 times or more, I'll preach it 10 times more. I'm just doing what he said. Glory to God. But he said, go and you lay down at his feet. Glory to God. And when she told her to go, amen, through the thrashing floor because they're going to be over there. Glory to God. But here's what she told her before. She went over there. She said, watch thyself. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. She said, go over there, lay down, but don't tell him that you're there. Don't wake him up, don't shake him. Just lay down gently and wait, amen, and wait. Wait on your turn, hallelujah. And what he was doing over there, amen, you know, he was guarding, amen, his wheat. He was guarding his stuff. Glory to God. And she was saying that they're going to be eating, they're going to be drinking over there, they're going to be celebrating because they done had a good little, you know, good time and everything. And after that, he was going to go out and lay down and he's going to take care of everything. He's going to watch over it because, you know, when people get to drinking and doing different things, they do a lot of different stuff. So she was going to go out there and lay down. Amen. And she was going to lay down and wait. Hallelujah. And wait. You know, wait on him. You got to learn how to wait, women, you know. Sometimes you move too quick. Glory to God. And I've said this before. I do feel like I did it before. But, amen, he called me back to it. So we're going to go ahead and go with it again. He said, wait. You have to learn how to wait on God and see what he's going to do with this. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can get so caught up and going and doing stuff on your own. And God said, hold up, wait a minute, man. Oh, do you want me to do it? Do you want me to fix it? Hallelujah. Because you know I can fix it if you wait on me to wait up and wait. Okay, and it will, and it shall be when he lies down that they shall mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. Okay, and what he told her to do, go there and lay down, you know, and just wait. But what she did, he didn't tell her to go down, uncover and get in the bed, wouldn't wake him up or nothing. Just follow specific instructions. Now, this word is coming for a reason, because it came one time. Amen, glory to God. But it came back around to me again. So, amen, glory to God. So I'm just going to say, we're going to say it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you go and you wait. Hallelujah. She said, wait. Just go there, wait. Don't do nothing, wait. Don't shake him, wait. Don't tell him you're there, wait. Don't try to wake him up, wait. She said, go there and you wait. Hallelujah. How many of you can receive whenever God tells you to wait on something that you really, really wait? Huh? How many of you really wait? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get so in a hurry and we don't learn how to wait. Hallelujah. And then we go and we get ourselves in a mess. This message, I know I'm hearing that it's coming back over again, but amen, this is for somebody who missed it. Apparently, you might have went online when it came forth, so, you know, it's coming forth again for a reason. Now, what the reason is, I don't know, but let's just go with it. Let's go with the flow. I know, you know, some said, I don't need it no more. Yeah, we need the word all the time, even if we got to get it over and over again. You know, sometimes we got to get it, amen, over and over again because it's something we missed in that process of that word. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me I will do. And he said, okay, well, you tell me something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go and do nothing no different. I am going to do it. And that's what she said. She said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So if your leader's telling you something, amen, glory to God, then what you're supposed to do, do it. Don't question them, just do it. Amen. Glory to God. Do it. Amen. You know, it could be repeating itself because there are some people, amen, who are not doing what they need to do because that's why you're not getting the full blessings. That's why you're not getting what you need. Hallelujah. You're missing out on what you really, really need. You know, wait, he said, wait and wait. Hallelujah. But you're not getting what you need. You don't follow instructions. You go off out there having and doing things all by yourself, thinking you can get this on your own. You're thinking, amen, glory to God, that everything is centered around you. Hallelujah. That everything ain't centered around you. It's centered around preaching the gospel to the nation. It's centered around getting people saved. Because it says in that power, you know, that Elder was preaching yesterday, it was talking about the power that come upon you. Hallelujah. When you're doing with the power from on high, when the Holy Ghost falls on you to go out and be a witness to people and give you strength to be a witness to people. Well, that Holy Ghost power hits you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you don't know what's coming here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To help you, to get you through this. Glory to God. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Let's move on to 8. And it came to pass at midnight that the men were afraid and turned themselves, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. Now, you know it scared him, hallelujah, to find some woman laying at his feet. But you know what? Boaz was a good, godly man, glory to God. And what he did was he didn't try to mess with her or anything because Boaz knew what type of woman she was. He knew that she was the type of woman, amen, that he wanted for a wife.
because she was a true woman of God. He knew that she had been trained by the best. She had been trained by Naomi. She had been trained on how to be a godly woman. And the way she took care of her and everything, glory to God, she was going to take care of him like that. And he wanted a woman. Why? He didn't just want a one-night woman. You know, sometimes, you know, men and women just want a one-night stand. Glory to God. Come on. But that ain't what you need. Amen. You need a wife. Every man should have his own wife. Every man should drink from his own scissors. That means you drink from your own wife. Amen. And whatever you think you need to do, you do it with your own wife. Y'all read to the wife. Glory to God. Come on now. That's what he was saying. Hallelujah. You know, and whenever he uncovered, amen, he looked and she startled him when she laid down at his feet and he said, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread thyself, spread therefore thy shirt, thy skirt over thy handmaid. And for thou art a near kinsman." So she was telling him, "You are kin. You're kin to me, glory to God. So I know you can help me, glory to God." Sometimes you gotta just, amen, go and ask. You know, everybody have pride, you know, but sometimes you gotta go and ask people to help you. You know, I know we preach this, amen. I hear it ringing in my spirit. I've heard this. Yes, you have. Glory to God. But you know, there's something that was missed in the translation. So we're just doing it again. Glory to God. So when we ask, you know what, you have to go and ask for help. Hallelujah. Don't let pride get in your way, because you know pride comes before a fall. You know, pride comes before a mighty fall. Is there someone who needs some help? Amen. Glory to God. And you need to go ask someone sometimes. Yes, you ask God, but you need to go ask someone. So go and ask them, amen, to help you. Amen. Not all the time. You're not begging, hallelujah. You're just asking. So just go and ask them. And it's okay, hallelujah. It's okay if you do that, hallelujah. It is okay, hallelujah. You know, God ain't going to be mad at you if you ask somebody to help you sometimes, but you can't depend on those people all the time. You got to go learn how to go to God for yourself. You got to learn to ask God. You got to learn how to pray for God. You got to learn how to do all that, hallelujah, because God will come through. It ain't nothing too hard for God. Glory to God. Well, you know, amen, let's move on. And he said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness in the latter and then at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. You know what? He said, you know what, daughter? He said, you're a virtuous woman. Hallelujah. You're a virtuous woman, because guess what? You could have went, you could have got found your man, you could have just went and got anything. You could have went on, hallelujah, and did whatever it was you wanted to do, but you chose to stay there and help your mother-in-law. And that was a virtuous woman to him. A virtuous woman is a ruby, hallelujah. You know, she's a ruby. She's a good woman, hallelujah. She can be a wife. She can be a mother, hallelujah. And see, she was that to Ruth. To Naomi. She did all those things for Naomi. You know, and he said, you are a virtuous woman. You know, and it was. She was. She was a good woman. Hallelujah. She was a virtuous woman because she didn't go all out there haphazardly and find me another man, and she didn't do nothing. Hallelujah. Now, you know, sometimes you go out there looking for love in all the wrong places. We talked about that. But now is the time, hallelujah, for you not to go, amen, looking for love in all the wrong places. There are some things that you can get caught up in, hallelujah, that you may not even think, hallelujah, that you can get caught up in. In this season, you can go out there and get the wrong man, glory to God, and then you'll have a mess. But you got to learn how to pray that thing out and ask God, if he, Lord God, if this my husband, hallelujah. You know, he's going to tell him before he tell you if he's a good godly man. So everything coming to you with pants on, like I said, hallelujah, it just ain't the right one, glory to God. But we serve a true God. We serve a true and a living God, glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to just hold on to God's unchanging hand and see what God's going to do for you. Hallelujah. And now it is true that I am thy kinsman. How about there is a kinsman near than I? And he was saying there is someone closer, hallelujah, to you than I am. So he was talking, amen, saying that there was someone closer to me than I am. And, you know, he was talking, and he didn't just tell her, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. No, he had respect for her. He had respect, so he did not, hallelujah, because he wanted to do things in the right way. Amen, glory to God. He wanted to do things in the right way because what he wanted it to last, you know, and sometimes men don't want it to last. but he wanted it to last because he didn't want no, you know, no discord. He didn't want nobody coming in with no confusion. He didn't want no, well, you know what, you did it the wrong way, and now you got to pay. Glory to God. No, he wanted to do things in the right way, so whenever he made her his, she was his, hallelujah, for life. That's what it was. So you see, these, let me tell you something, ladies. These men that's coming now, glory to God, they taking their rings off, hallelujah. They are taking them off, hallelujah, like I said before. Amen. They're taking their rings off, glory to God, pretending that they are not married, glory to God, and they're hiding their hands in their pockets. So be careful. Ask God for the discernment, because I'm telling you, they're coming. They're wolves, hallelujah, sheep clothing, glory to God. I know it, hallelujah. Somebody missed that, hallelujah. And somebody went, hallelujah, and thought the man wasn't married, but he was married. Glory to God. So you got to be careful, hallelujah. Ladies, don't let your goods be evil spoken of. Don't let the men fool you, women. Don't let the women fool you, because they will do the same thing just to have a man. Glory to God. That's the thing about it. Well, you see, he didn't want none of that to happen. Hallelujah. He told her, he said, so go ahead and tarry this night. It shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he don't, then I'll do it. Well, he was telling her, go ahead, amen. If he don't do what he need to do, then I will. But you know, amen. He said, hold up, just stay here, hallelujah, and wait till morning, because he didn't want to walk it out. You know, people, you know how people always say different stuff. He's saying, you know, okay, something was going on and different stuff, you know, but and what else is going on there with Ruth and him? There was nothing going on, hallelujah, with Ruth and Boaz, nothing, not a nothing. He was just laying there, glory to God, just laying there and sleep. Now, if that had been somebody else, now, do you think they would have did that? They wouldn't have laid there and sleep. So, ladies, I'm telling you, don't put yourself in those predicaments, glory to God. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. I know he said it. He said it for a reason, hallelujah. Somebody's going to get caught up in some stuff, glory to God. Don't get caught up, hallelujah, laying there with somebody that you know ain't your husband. Don't get caught up in wee midnight hours with somebody you know, hallelujah, that's not your man, glory to God. You know, we have preached, amen, and preached, hallelujah, and preached, glory to God, hallelujah, and preached, hallelujah, about being celibate. You know, there's a God who will keep you if you want to be kept. You don't have to go out haphazardly like that. Glory to God. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what your friends say. It don't matter, hallelujah. They may have somebody, and you ain't got nobody. But don't do it. It don't matter. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Glory to God. You see, he didn't want her to, you know, them to catch her up. Amen. Glory to God. He said, well, you know what, hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do. No, he was looking for a wife, hallelujah. Every woman can't be a wife unless they be taught. Hallelujah. And I'm speaking to our young women today. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's okay if you want to get some counseling from someone older who has been married. It's okay. And I know there are some young women listening. It's okay, but you got to be able to receive it when you get it. Hallelujah. Stop being bound, hallelujah, with chains. God is breaking some chains off some young women. Older women, let's teach our girls how to be wives. Teach them how to be good mothers. Teach them how to teach their children, glory to God, hallelujah. You know the world is failing now because of the children, hallelujah, in the world, hallelujah. The parents are not teaching them, glory to God. I hear a shift coming, hallelujah. The parents are not teaching their children like they should teach them, hallelujah. You see, she stayed up under Naomi. Naomi was teaching her what she needed to know, how she needed to do. She didn't tell her to go and get in the bed with the man. She told her, just go and lay down at his feet. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You see, God blessed her from the beginning all the way through. Hallelujah. And we ain't done with it yet. We gonna continue until it's done. I don't know why he's preaching. He wants to preach, but glory to God, let's just go with the flow. My God, my God. You know, Boaz was a good man. Hallelujah. He was one of the richest men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God set Ruth up from the beginning. Hallelujah. Although she didn't walk away from Naomi, she stayed right there with her. Glory to God. Don't you know God will set you up on high? Amen. Glory to God. With the right man, hallelujah. With the right woman, hallelujah. Not the wrong one, hallelujah. You ain't got to go out there and want to be seen, but God will let you be seen, hallelujah. He'll tell you to fix yourself up, hallelujah. Comb your hair. called whatever, the way you dress. That's just what you're going to receive. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to dress yourself up. Dress yourself up. Oh, my God, my God. The God will send you who he got for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let nobody talk you into nothing. Sometimes you hear when your friends get to talking, well, you know what? I got a man, and that's all they got is a man. Understand what they're saying. They got a man, but not a godly man. So I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, well, it's been too long. You ain't had a man since 1990. Good God Almighty. Tell them that's all right. You had the man that made a man. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, hi. And he looked low. He'll keep me, hallelujah. He kept me all this time. He will continue to keep me, glory to God. He'll wash away every tear. You don't have to cry no more, hallelujah. God is with you. You don't have to cry in the wee midnight hours because you're lonely. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. When you learn how to call on the name of the Lord, oh, my God, he'll come all over and he'll see about you, hallelujah. He'll set you up on high. My God, my God, let nothing make you tremble. Let nothing make you shake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let nothing make you think that you're less of a woman. Hallelujah. Let nothing make you think, hallelujah, I'm in my last childbearing years. Let nothing make you think, hallelujah, that there ain't a man for me. Let nothing make you think, glory to God, that I can't do no better, so I'm going to take what come along. Let nothing make you think, hallelujah, that God won't give you his best. Let nothing make you think, glory to God, that you don't serve the good God. Hallelujah. Because he says in his word, I'll give you my best. Hallelujah. When you give me your best, I'll give you my best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see Ruth, hallelujah, she went on about her business, but she gave everything she had and poured into Naomi. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The best she could give her, hallelujah. She didn't have much. She came broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you see, God is going to put her back together. He made her seen by one of the richest men. Hallelujah. He made her seen by one of the richest men. Glory to God. So she didn't have to think that she was no less. Hallelujah. So stop thinking that you're less. Glory to God. You're a child of the Most High God. You're a queen in God's eyes. Glory to God. Whoever God has for you is for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to take anything that come along. So stop it, because he gave her his best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she didn't have to try no tricks for it. All she had to do was remain godly and stand in the gap, glory to God, and wait on God, glory to God. She didn't have to get no friend to set her up with the brother, hallelujah. She didn't get no friend to set her up with the deacon, already got a wife in the church. She didn't have to do that. She didn't get nobody to tell them, oh, slip the pastor, look for me, glory to God. She didn't have to do none of that. All she did was stand fast, glory to God. She stood fast and just waited, hallelujah, and waited, hallelujah, and waited, glory to God. She just went on. She had no idea where she was going to glean at. See, you have no idea where God will put you in the path of who he got for you, glory to God. You have no idea. You could be in the grocery section finding watermelons. You could be in the grocery section snipping tomatoes. You could be in the grocery section, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God. You can be anywhere, so it don't matter, glory to God. You just got to learn how to stand and do what God's calling you to do. When he give you some specific instructions. You know, I was on my way, hallelujah. I was on my way, glory to God. I was going that one morning to eat some waffles, and, you know, I said, okay, I was going to get my hair done. She said, I'll call you. Amen. Later, I said, okay, then, well, I'm going to go and do what I need to do. And so I went on, and I went to the dentist's office, and, you know, I went in there and talked to them. Amen. Glory to God. And then I came back out, and I said, well, I'm going on over to another place. I'm going over to another store. But the Lord stopped me right there in my tracks. He said, no. He said, don't go. He said, don't go. Do not go. He said, don't go. Go to the one. Go eat your waffle. Go to the waffle house. That's what he said. Go. Amen. Glory to God. So I said, okay, Lord, I can do this. So if I hadn't followed his specific, amen, instructions, I would have missed what God wanted to do in somebody else's life. So you got to learn how to listen. Glory to God. Listen to what God is saying, because he's pouring out his spirit. Amen. On all flesh. Amen. In this season. And he said it. Amen. In his word. Do you think he just pointed out on a prophet? He's pointed out on the pastor. He's pointed out on the preacher. He's pointed out on teachers. No, he said all flesh. Glory to God. And if you know who Jesus is and you're not walking with him, amen, like you should, then get in that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you get so carried away and letting it be about a man or woman. Glory to God. Yes, God wants us to have all that. He don't care. But don't miss out, amen, on what God wants to do in your life. Just don't miss out, glory to God. Because he wants to see you blessed, amen. He wants to see you prosper. And he wants to see your soul prosper. That means you got to come up in all areas. You got to come up, amen, even on in your prayer life. You got to come up, glory to God, in your reading the word, hallelujah. You got to come up in your witness and glory to God, hallelujah. There are some things you just got to come up in, glory to God, hallelujah. So don't let nobody tell you, amen, that you, and belittle you. Glory to God and what you know, what God wants for you and what he wants you to do. You know, I see now, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. I see now, glory to God, that in these days, amen, people are following other people. You know, it's, well, you ain't had a man in 1990. Well, what difference do it make? They got a man, glory to God, and that's just what they got, M-A-N. Not the M-A-N, glory to God. There's a difference. So just know that you know that you know, amen. God has someone for you, but you want to wait, amen. You don't want to go and do things haphazardly. You don't want to reach out there, amen, and get something that God ain't had for you, glory to God. Then you get yourself in trouble, hallelujah. Because she didn't. She stayed right there, amen, to see what he had for her. Glory to God. We serve that type of God, hallelujah. So don't get caught up, you know, in this season. I'm hearing somebody's going to get caught up, glory to God. Somebody's going to get caught up, hallelujah. You know, it's okay to come to a show, amen, and listen at the word of God as it's being brought forth, and it's being brought forth again, amen, because he said that's what I want you to do. So I'm like, okay, glory to God. The word comes for a reason. It comes to really warn, hallelujah. It comes to warn you. Don't get caught up, hallelujah. But this person that you're talking, that you're getting ready to talk to, this is not, hallelujah, God. It's not God. So I tell you, be careful when he comes, because he's coming in a wolf, hallelujah, in sheep clothing. So be careful, hallelujah. And it ain't him, hallelujah. But he's going to come and say everything that you want him to say. He's going to say, hey, he's going to bring all the sweet nothings to you, glory to God. He's going to say it just right, glory to God. But don't get caught up, hallelujah. Don't get caught up, because you're living this life that you live again. You know, some of them say when you're dead, you're done. No, you ain't done, glory to God. You have a choice, amen. You're going to lift your eyes in heaven or you're going to lift your eyes in hell. You choose, glory to God. When you're dead, you ain't done, glory to God, hallelujah. Because he said he come that you may have life and have more abundantly and be saved. And he tell us, you know, the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments, we can't fornicate, hallelujah. We can't commit adultery, hallelujah. Thou shall not. That means don't do it, glory to God, hallelujah. He said, thou shall not. Then that means don't do it, glory to God. That's the God that we serve, hallelujah. You know, now we living in such a time, hallelujah, where everybody want to be politically correct, amen, as to what they think it should be, you know. And then they'll go back and they'll start talking about the Bible and they'll start talking about the word of God and then they start trying to add their own little supplements to it. No, he said in his word, add nothing or take nothing away from my word, glory to God. So if he said don't do it, then don't do it, glory to God. We serve that type of powerful God, hallelujah. Don't you know, yes, he do forgive us of our sin, but you can't keep doing that same old sin and thinking every time, amen, you get out to bed, you know, with Flo Joe and JoJo and Cuckoo and Susu Lim, you can't do that and say, well, Lord, forgive me, hallelujah. Yeah, you know what you're doing before you do it, glory to God. You know what you're doing before you're getting in the bed with them, glory to God. And then you're going to get out and say, Lord, forgive me. Yes, he's a forgiving God, but glory to God. Come on now. Glory to God. Glory to God. But that ain't going to keep working. Well, Lord, I didn't know. I'm sorry. No, you do know. The word is coming too fresh. It's coming, amen, glory to God. There's an anointing on the show for deliverance, hallelujah. And there's someone who needs some deliverance from something, glory to God. All you got to do, all you need prayer, just click on the one here and I'll bring you in and tell me, amen, what's your prayer request? Because there's a deliverance anointing, amen, on this show, hallelujah. God is kicking down some stuff, hallelujah. He's tearing down, he's throwing down some stuff, hallelujah. There's been had some people bound, hallelujah, glory to God. You've been thinking in your mind, well, you know, I won't ever have nothing, and I won't ever be nothing, hallelujah. I don't know who spoke them words over you, glory to God, but just know that you serve an awesome God. Know that God is still God, and he's still by your side. He ain't moved, glory to God. Although we move, but God ain't moved. So if that's you, press the one. It's not, glory to God. We're going to keep going. Amen, but I'm going to pray for it. Amen, amen, and anyway, glory to God. Just don't let people talk negative about you. Because you don't serve that type of God. You know, we serve a good God. So if they got something negative to say, don't let them come to you with it, glory to God. You know, I'm a person, amen, who really, amen, I'm on that, amen, glory to God. I'm going to speak positive. Somebody else says something negative, I'm going to find some positive in to say something positive about it. Because I'm going to turn up all of the time. I'm turning that thing around, you know. If prayer changes things, then amen. We should be yet turning things around and sending them back to the pit from who sent them, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's the type of person I am, glory to God. So if you don't have nothing good to say, then it's best you just don't say nothing at all. My God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we are people that should be lifting people up and not tearing them down. It's okay for them to want somebody. It's okay for them to walk in that place where, you know, so they can get who God has want. It's okay because they dress themselves up and they look good and they go out. Hallelujah. You know, let the truth be told. All of us have, amen, something, amen, that God needs to deliver us from. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, so you need to stop talking about people saying negative talk. They don't may not know what you know. They may not have been under who you're under. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get what they need. But they can get it by you helping them to come in and get what they need, glory to God. Because if we're to be helpers one to another, glory to God, then that's what we should be doing, bringing them in, glory to God, helping them to get up on the churches, amen, that's preaching the truth, hallelujah, and that's letting the word of God, glory to God, like it should be lived, hallelujah, glory to God, and not tearing them down, hallelujah, to the ground, hallelujah, saying they don't talk right, saying they don't act right, saying they don't do this, saying they don't do that. But what good do? They try to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. But just like us, we all had to get delivered from some stuff. Good God Almighty. So that's what we got to do. We got to help. Be helpers one to another. Not to tear people down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it went on. Hallelujah. And he decided, hallelujah, okay, you go on back. I ain't going to let you go back empty handed. Glory to God. He's saying, oh, let's go back to him. As he gave us some, you know, some wheat, some corn, amen, put it in there, took it back, glory to God. You know, and then he told, you know, her mother-in-law told us that, you know, amen, yeah, you did a good thing, but now you got to just sit still. This is the word, hallelujah. It's still in there, read it, I'm in the book. She said, sit still and see what's going to happen because he ain't going to let this thing go. Amen. Don't you know whatever God got for you, he ain't going to let it go until you get it. Amen. Although some people might try to tear you down, amen, glory to God, but he ain't going to let it go, amen, glory to God, until you get, amen, what he have for you. He's not going to let it go, glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't going to let it go, hallelujah. So just sit still, hallelujah. And God ain't going to let it go, and don't you let it go, glory to God. You keep putting prayer on it, glory to God. Make sure you make it specific, Lord. I want it like this, Lord. I want him to know you first, glory to God. Out of all, everything, let him know the Lord first, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sit still and watch God, glory to God. Just because one coming along talking sweet nothing, don't do that. Naomi told us, just sit still, because he ain't going to let it go. And God ain't going to let it go until he get into you, glory to God. But you can't mess it up by getting all this other stuff in between, glory to God. Getting a figment of God, imagination, a figment, glory to God, of imagination of what he should be, hallelujah, but not getting the real deal. Like it's false evidence appearing real, glory to God. Amen, for Pastor Ralph. My God, my God. So that's where you are, hallelujah, glory to God. You can get the real deal, sit still and hold on, hallelujah. Sit still and know and let God be God. Sit still, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I see someone, glory to God, every time you turn around. You're adding up all these deals, glory to God. You're going over them. You make one line, you go over them. Then you make another one, you go over them again. You go over them again. Well, don't you know they ain't changed, hallelujah, since the last time you added them up, hallelujah. Just sit still, hallelujah. Do what you can do, amen. Sow your seeds, hallelujah. Sow them on good ground, hallelujah. Sow your seeds on good ground. And ask God if it's good ground. Because he'll tell you immediately. If you don't feel an unction in your spirit, you know, glory to God, and he don't say nothing, you know that ain't good. Come on, I'm over there, glory to God. But ask God, hallelujah, glory to God. And God will meet every need that you have. I see you keep adding them every day from top to bottom. You make two or three rolls. Is this right or this right? My God, just get your calculator, add them up one time and be done. And let it go, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because sometimes we break stuff on ourselves by keep on doing and going down the same old road, doing the same old thing. Yeah, it ain't prospering us nothing. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is going to break every chain. He's going to destroy the yokes and lift those who are heavy laden. If your heart is heavy laden, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to pray right now for anyone whose heart is heavy. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, honor, and the praise, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to break the chain, Lord God, to destroy the yoke, those that are heavy laden in their heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to move in a mighty way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, those bills that have them bound, oh God. Lord, break that chain, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, increase in their finances, Lord. Lord, if they sow, Lord God, let them reap a harvest the same day. You said it in your word, Lord God. Before the seed even hit the ground, Lord God, they'll be reaping a harvest, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those, Lord God, who are captive in their mind, God. We speak a release, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, Lord, that those that keep their mind on you, Lord, you'll keep them in perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know the struggle, Lord God, is not yours, Lord God, but we struggle, Lord God, in our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, show us how to change our mindset as we read the word of God. Meditate on it day and night to have success in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. That's the type of God we serve, hallelujah. Sit still and know who he is. My God, we serve a good God. We serve the God, amen, on high, who looks down and he looks low. And he looks at us, glory to God, everything that we want, amen. You know, everything that we need, hallelujah. Even the hidden desires of our heart. God will give them to you. You see, God was walking her through that process, glory to God. We had to go back through that process again. And next week, if he say so, we will be ending it, amen, on next week. If he say so, if not, if he said that's enough, we're going to keep on moving, glory to God. Hallelujah. But now, amen, the announcement is glory to God. I want you to tune in for one word from the Lord. Amen, glory to God, on Tuesday night with the Power Pack Impact Team. Amen, a wild radio, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on at 8 o'clock. PM Pacific Standard Time, glory to God, an awesome team duo, amen. If you missed that show on last week, I encourage you to go back and hear it because they tore down some walls, they tore up some stuff, my God, they brought some healing, hallelujah, they healed some people everywhere they hurt, the God Almighty, for God made a mighty move. So if you missed it, I want you to go back on demand and hear it, hallelujah. The show before that, hallelujah, coming on Tuesday night. But they did an awesome job, my God, my God. The lines are still ringing from that show on last week, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. And don't miss them on this Tuesday night, glory to God. If you do, you can go back and listen to it on demand. Glory to God. Amen. We'll move on down just a little bit further. On yesterday, we had Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Glory to God. She was an awesome, awesome on yesterday. Amen. Elder tore that house up. Good God Almighty. She tore it up with prayer. She tore it up when she preached. She just tore it up. Glory to God. So if you missed her, you can go back and hear her. But her show is Faith Come By Hearing. And it comes on Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you missed it, go back and listen to it on demand because that show rocked the station. If you missed it, glory to God. Hallelujah. I just love the way she prayed. I love the way she preaches. She dissects that thing and bring it out to you, glory to God, where you can understand it. Glory to God. She breaks it down so simple. Hallelujah. I know she didn't talk about, I think what it was, JoJo Nim, a shoestring Nim. Glory to God. She can put them out. Amen. Glory to God. She got some new ones now. Glory to God. She ain't finished with them yet, but she got a hold. She have got a hold of their shoestrings. So, amen. Go back and listen to it. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome show. And like I said, it come on every Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And Elder also did preaching engagements, glory to God. And she also, amen, she does personal counseling. So you can get in touch with her, amen. Hit her up on Facebook and let her know that what you need. I'm telling you, you want somebody to pray, amen. Hit her up because she will do it for you, amen. Without a shadow of a doubt, she'll do it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And if you come on down, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries. The show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, if you miss the shows, you can go back and listen to it on demand. Glory to God. And I also do personal ministry, amen, preaching engagements. Glory to God, whatever the need may be, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, amen, it's in the house, hallelujah. We were trained by the best, glory to God. My best, whether you know, that's just what I say, my best. We were trained by the best. So if you have any in need of, you know, someone to come speak or whatever, you can contact me, amen, on Facebook. Just inbox me on Facebook, glory to God, and I will get back with you, glory to God. And we'll call the hour of power. I'm the first hour. Minister Elaine Jackson will come on the next hour of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and she will come on at 6:30. Amen. So I encourage you, don't miss it, to go over and hear what the Lord is saying. Lord, in that hour, glory to God, an awesome woman of God who will pray, amen, glory to God, who will give you her personal testimonies as she have went through. So I encourage you to go over, amen, and hear what God is saying and what God is doing in her life. Glory to God. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And I will encourage you also, you know, to become an in-becoming partner. Glory to God. You will get Moments in the Spirit. Amen. You will get it Monday. And you will get midweek manna wherever the midweek, whenever the midweek falls. Glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome. It is an awesome 2-minute clips. Amen. Glory to God. And it's only $25 or more to be partnering with us. And I encourage you, amen, to come on and give to the ministries. Amen. Here, you know, amen. You know, it's good ground. Hallelujah. I know some have been really, really blessed. Hallelujah. And, you know, God wants to bless, amen, you even more. Hallelujah. So don't forget, when you sow a seed, name your seed. Hallelujah. Don't sow your seed, just throw it. Glory to God. No, name your seed. Hallelujah. And watch God do what he wants to do in your life. My God, my God. Because God will do it, amen. You know, now people get so scared of sowing now, but don't back up. But you need more than 50 cents. Glory to God. You need more than 50 cents, glory to God. And he's not named with the prices, amen. Glory, yeah, you need more than 50 cents. And God said he will do that for you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't like to leave the show, amen, without giving the invitation to Christ. You know, I want you to repeat after me and say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, and I repent of all my sins that I have committed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. It's enough for us to welcome you in, glory to God, and we do with our whole heart. We welcome you in, glory to God. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you said this prayer. And also, amen, glory to God, get in a Bible-believing church. And if you don't know the steps to take, amen, that you need to take next, go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and inbox me, and I'll be more than happy to walk you through your next step, glory to God. Any of the wild team will, glory to God. Hit us up, all of us. It don't matter, glory to God. As long as you get in and stay in, glory to God. So you can have success, amen, that God wants you to have. So just hit us up, amen, and let us know, glory to God, what your need may be. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead and get ready to get off, and we're going to let Minister Elaine get ready to come on. You can have a break, get your drink of water, get you some Sprite, glory to God, and get ready for the next show, which will be Voice of Truth, amen, Worldwide Ministries, with none other than Minister Elaine Jackson, and she's going to come with her live testimony, glory to God. She's going to come with her testimony, hallelujah, and watch God move in her life, glory to God. Amen. Now we're going to go ahead and get off. Amen. Glory to God. No one is pressed to one, so we're going to go ahead and get off. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And amen. And we'll see you back here same time, same station on next Sunday. Be blessed.